Last night I was watching the TV news about Walter and his lady VP. I thought she could wind up in the White House, man, that didn't set too well with me. So I switched off the old TV, got a beer and turned on my radio. I fell fast asleep while listening to my favorite country DJ show. Well, I had me a dream, I was in the White House, women were running everywhere. I looked closer and I could see all the lady country superstars were there. Now Dolly had taken over the Oval Office, leaning back in the president's chair. The White House was painted pink and lavender, Dottie, Shelley and Ann were there. Oh, Madam President, we know that you're hell-bent in running this country better than us men, but please throw us a crumb now and then. To tell you the truth, we can't cope with this yet. Emmy Lou was doing a protest song, Linda and Tammy's voices were ringing, but I knew we were all in trouble, men, when Nancy got up to lead the singing. Barbara, Louise, Loretta and Crystal helped the women's movement come of age, and the first law they passed was to make us men work for the minimum wage. There was Janie and Sylvia and a million other women out on the White House lawn, while they were carrying signs and shouting slogans, and all the men were gone. Oh, Madam President, we know that you're hell-bent in running this country better than us men, but please throw us a crumb now and then. To tell you the truth, we can't cope with this yet. Suddenly I was awakened in a cold sweat. It was my wife with a good morning cup. She said, honey, you were having a nightmare, so I thought I better wake you up. I ain't no fool, this dream of mine was still bouncing round in my head. So I grabbed her and kissed her and said, honey, this morning you get back in bed. She said, what on earth's gotten into you? You never fixed breakfast before. And I stopped and smiled at her lovingly as I was heading out the door. I said, you know, my darling, maybe it's time I appreciated all you've meant. I winked and smiled and said, beside, honey, someday you might be president. Oh, Madam President, we know that you're hell-bent in running this country better than us men, but please throw us a crumb now.